answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
After his second election in an unprecedented move, President Trump forced out Director Wray and nominated Kash Patel, arguably the most partisan FBI director ever. Director Patel came to the FBI with a political mission, and he spelled it out in writing in detail. He wrote government gangsters, quote, "The rot at the core of the FBI is not just scandalous, it's an existential threat to our Republican form of government," end quote. And with the power of his office and the blessings of the president, he attacked the FBI with a vengeance.
As well he should. That is Illinois Senator Dick Durbin claiming that Patel is the most offensive, most prejudiced FBI director we've ever seen. Did we not just go through Christopher Wray and Comey carrying out the bidding of the White House to lie to the American people, to set them up, to continually look for ways to protect the Democrats and attack conservatives and Republicans? I'm glad you asked that question, Larry. The answer is yes, yes, and yes. And Durbin has the gall to sit there and say that Patel is the most politicized appointment ever. You know, I have met Senator Durbin on numerous occasions. I don't know that he would recall meeting me. That's fine. I even covered one of his hearings years ago in D.C. in the congressional hearing room. I have no direct animosity toward the man, but his ideas. But he wants to get out there and think that, you know, Patel might be on unsafe ground here, and maybe he hasn't handled the Kirk assassination properly, and maybe it's a good time to just rip into Trump. That's where he's going with this. Go after Trump. Mangino, Patel. And I have no doubt they will continue to go down that line. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA, reminding you we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up later as podcast. At News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. I also remind you that with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, opinion, analysis, and an education. You're going to leave this hour with more information than you have right now. Every class is filled with information. So we have the efforts to try to uncover what's going on with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And it's all a lot of it, you have to keep in mind, very preliminary. There are a lot of folks that want instantaneous answers. That's not the way it works. Even if the shooter had been captured on video carrying out the act, there would still be questions. Although I personally, and I would be glad to admit this repeatedly, if someone is on video carrying out the act, I don't have any doubts that they did it. Now, why, and is there a reason that might get them off or less a lesser punishment? That's to be argued in the courts. I was watching news reports yesterday. still referring to the alleged murder, the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. That's not alleged. That's a fact. Who did it is where you put your alleged. But that's today's journalism. Fox had this report regarding what appeared in a Washington Post article.
2 hours before he was turned into authorities. This, according to the Washington Post, we are working to independently confirm this as well. But the Washington Post says that Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old suspect charged in Charlie Kirk's murder, confessed. And I want to read this, according to the Washington Post, writing on Discord, that social media chat group that the FBI says he used, quote, "Hey, guys, I have bad news for you all. It was me at UVU yesterday. I'm sorry for all of this." This coming from the Washington Post. And investigators are not ruling anything out at this time, especially his online gaming presence, his chats, as we just mentioned. Who was he talking to? What did he say?
And that's what they're going to be going through to everyone that he had contact with, everyone involved in communications with him. Is that a confession? Not technically. Cash Patel has been talking about how we've been inundated with chasing down leads.
In order to properly adjudicate this matter and let law enforcement hand off information into evidence for a court of law for prosecution, we have to go out and get search warrants. We have to go out and get search warrants of the identifiers that were then built off of the prior search warrants. And we are doing that. And we are going to be interviewing scores of people on not just these chats on Discord, but any communications that this individual have. We've seized multiple electronic devices from the home of the suspect and his romantic partner. We've got computers. We've got laptops. We've got gaming systems. We've got cell phones. All of that is being triaged by the FBI because that's what we do. And the resources that the Attorney General has dedicated to this mission is allowing us to move at the speed we have.
The FBI director also pointed this out. We're working with the Treasury Department. We're trying to trace the funding of political violence in our nation, and in some cases, obviously, directed to the Charlie Kirk assassination. He said, in terms of how we crack down on the root cause of this violence in our nation, not just speaking about the Kirk assassination, for now, putting aside the ideological motivations and how they got there, the monetary issue is a real issue. I've said before, we follow the money. We work with our partners at the Treasury Department. Where did the money come from? How these individuals paid for the training they might have received, the platform they're using, also how they got together collectively in whatever groups they were on social media, to utilize clickbait to make money for their ideology. And so to trace all of these, we're using not just in Charlie's investigation, but others, all the lawful processes we have available. He was asked by Alabama Senator Katie Britt, do you think some of this money is coming from overseas? And Patel said, yes. And Senator Britt added, okay, let's get to the bottom of this and make it stop. There is no doubt violence in this nation and the push of hatred has fundings outside our nation and inside. Once again, FBI Director Patel and Assistant Bongino.
He had a text message exchange, he, the suspect, with another individual, in which he claimed that he had an opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and he was going to do it because of his hatred for what Charlie stood for.
This investigation is just begun. This isn't even the beginning of the beginning. You know, yes, we have a subject in custody. You know, everybody's innocent until proven guilty in our constitutional republic. However, this is not done by any stretch.
No, it's not going to be done just to be doing it. It's being done with precision. In the meantime, the debate over free speech and hate speech is front and center. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
I need to stop right there because what she just said, I have some difficulties with. If you're using hate speech, we will target you. We will go after you. Now, I'm all for staying on top of those pushing hate speech because of what might follow. But the way she said it suggests maybe violating our Constitution. I'm sorry, but as much as I detest what happened to Charlie Kirk, the Constitution has to come first. Larry, what if it were one of your children? My heart would be broken. I'd be in a more difficult spot of trying to say this, but you still have to say it. But again, Pam Bondi is making it clear nothing might come between her and what she wants to do.
You will face the most severe consequences if you come after someone and you target someone for their political views or for any reason at all.
Do you think Charlie was assassinated because our country can't handle free speech or because one type of speech is seen as obscene by another political party?
Well, in this case, it was clearly obscene by a political party, an opposing view. Sure, but it doesn't matter. You can't have that hate speech in the world in which we live.
I agree with that. You cannot have it. But if you're going to be a free country and built upon a First Amendment, you're going to have to allow it. I can hear some of you ranting out there now. Larry's gone woke on us. He's gone left. No, I have not. In fact, I have moved closer to the Constitution to the point where it burns me to say you have to look at the Constitution. And you're not allowed to, quote, persecute or go after someone for whatever they say. Their actions would initiate your reaction. Even Stephen Miller, White House spokesman, though, is going down this same road.
We are going to channel all of the anger that we have over the organized campaign that led to this assassination to uproot and dismantle these terrorist networks. The organized doxing campaigns, the organized riots, the organized street violence, the organized campaigns of dehumanization, vilification, posting people's addresses, combining that with messaging that's designed to trigger and incite violence, and the actual organized cells that carry out and facilitate the violence, it is a vast domestic terror movement. And with God as my witness, we are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again for the American people. It will happen, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
And I cannot disagree with what he said in that context. We're going to find them. We're going to dismantle them. We're going to break down these groups that are existing in our nation, but not because they're preaching hate, but the violence that they're fomenting. And that's really what they're doing. They're standing to the side, watching two dogs circle, not sure if they're going to fight or not, and they're throwing rocks in, and one dog thinks the other did it, and suddenly they're at each other's throat. And of course, unfortunately, some of my remarks might appear to be closer to what you're getting from the legacy media like MSNBC.
President Trump ramped up his rhetoric against what he calls the radical left yesterday when he was asked if the alleged shooter worked alone.
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you he didn't work alone on the internet because it seems that he became radicalized on the internet. That's just by watching what same things that you're watching and hearing. It looks like he became radicalized over the internet. And it seems like his wonderful parents brought in a wonderful neighborhood, smart guy, great boards, great marks, great student. And then he something happened to him over a fairly short period of time. It looks like he was radicalized over the internet, and it's radicalized on the left. He's a left. I have a lot of problems with the left, and they get protected, and they shouldn't be protected.
Well, when they say they shouldn't be protected, they should not be protected in what way? They should be protected by the First Amendment. They should not be protected if they are actually trying to create violence and terrorist activities. A Michigan Democrat called Charlie Kirk a massive loser. A massive loser? I ain't going to bother giving you the name of that Democrat. That's what I think of them. University of Miami fired a neurologist for an unacceptable post about the Charlie Kirk assassination. Nancy Mace is filing legislation to strip Congresswoman Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, of committee assignments because of her, quote, disgraceful remarks about Kirk's assassination. Omar had posted, "Don't be fooled. These people don't give a single S about Charlie Kirk. They're just using his death to further their Christo-fascist agenda. Charlie Kirk is dead, and before the body got cold, the far-right propped his corpse up as a cudgel for their holy war." Those are despicable, especially coming from a member of Congress. And looking to censor her inside Congress, that's fair game. It is free speech and challenged, but it's still fair game. Coming up, J.D. Vance's remarks about Charlie Kirk. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? you need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, and I can't get you out of my head.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
A country of 330 million people, you can, of course, find one person of a given political persuasion justifying this or that or almost anything. But the data is clear. People on the left are much likelier to defend and celebrate political violence. This is not a both sides problem. If both sides have a problem, one side has a much bigger and malignant problem, and that is the truth we must be told. That problem has terrible consequences. The leader of our party, Donald J. Trump, escaped an assassin's bullet by less than an inch. Our House Majority Leader, Stephen Scalise, came within seconds of death by an assassin himself. And now, the most influential conservative activist in generations, our friend Charlie, has been murdered. This violence, it doesn't come from nowhere.
That is J.D. Vance as he was hosting Charlie Kirk's daily radio show yesterday, when he was talking about how close we came to President Trump being assassinated. I think a lot of folks have, quote, moved past that, forgotten about it, especially those that don't like him and the legacy media. They just want to forget it happened. How can you forget attempted assassination of a presidential candidate, a man who had been president. And only by that, call it grace of God, an angel's hand, whatever, Trump turned his head at that, just that precise moment and got nicked in the ear. The ear was not the target. Which I'll go back to the shooter on the Charlie Kirk case, where he did hit him in the neck. I'm sure that was not the target. He would have been going for either full body mass or the head. But either snapped and pulled the trigger and pulled it off, or something happened that he did not hit where he intended. But it was still a fatal wound. And there are those out there that have been reveling joyously in the death of Charlie Kirk. I consider you vile, disgusting, and many other things. But in this nation, you're allowed to celebrate if that's what you want to do. As long as you do not create another incident of violence. Once again, back to Vice President Vance.
We can thank God that most Democrats don't share these attitudes, and I do, while acknowledging that something has gone very wrong with a lunatic fringe, a minority, but a growing and powerful minority on the far left. There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree.
Politico has an article where it says about Vance and the White House promising to go after left-leaning organizations. And it begins, J.D. Vance believes there can be political unity in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing, but first there will be hell to pay. And he did pledge to crack down on the radical left lunatics. There we have to step carefully. Because that's exactly what they were doing when they were in power, going after what they considered the radical right lunatics. Parents showing up at PTA meetings demanding to know, why are my children being indoctrinated instead of educated? Why are you forcing me to get a shot for my child or my family when there's no proof it works? And the pharmaceutical companies admitted it wouldn't really cure or stop it. But they were considered radical. And don't you dare bring up some options to the shot, because then you're trying to kill the American people with fake information, as if the left, and it was controlled by the left, social media, was not putting out false, misleading lies. Again, Vice President Vance.
I'm desperate for our country to be united in condemnation of the actions and the ideas that killed my friend. I want it so badly that I will tell you a difficult truth. We can only have it with people who acknowledge that political violence is unacceptable, and when we work to dismantle the institutions that promote violence and terrorism in our own country. Now, our government, you heard me talk to Stephen Miller about this, will be working very hard to do exactly that in the months to come. We're not always going to get it right. We will sometimes move more slowly than you would like. We will sometimes move more slowly than I want us to. But I promise you that we will explore every option to bring real unity to our country and stop those who would kill their fellow Americans because they don't like what they say.
And to that extent, President Trump was asked, what are you going to do or would you do, reference what you consider domestic terrorist organizations such as Antifa? And he adds that, yeah, I would do that 100%. Antifa is terrible. And he has said he spoke to Attorney General Bondi about federal racketeering charges against Antifa and other agitators, pointing out these are not protests, these are crimes that they are doing, where they are throwing bricks at cars of ICE and Border Patrol. What they're doing to this country is subversive. Therein lies a weapon that can be used against them. And it does not violate free speech, because they're violating the law of the land and they're trying to destroy the nation. We know they're doing it anyway with some of their, quote, free speech. But there's a limit of what you can do at that point. You need to watch them. When they cross the line, you need to be ready to move quickly. Now, I know to some that might sound, well, what about those on the other side? Are you going to have Big Brother watching them? Yes, I am. I'm going to have our government keeping tabs on any group that looks like it could be wanting to cause chaos and terror inside our nation. Of course, the information they're dealing with is only as good as the intel that got presented. And therein lies another issue, because we know how many times our intel agencies have lied to us. A final time, Vice President Vance.
So when you see someone celebrating Charlie's murder, call them out. In hell, call their employer. We don't believe in political violence, but we do believe in civility. And there is no civility in the celebration of political assassination. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. It's the best way to honor Charlie's legacy. Start a chapter of TPUSA or get involved in the one that already exists. If you're older, volunteer for your local party. Write an op-ed in your local paper. Run for office. I can't promise you this is going to be easy. I can't promise you that all of us will avoid Charlie's fate. I can't promise you that I will avoid Charlie's fate. But the best way to honor him is to shine the light of truth like a torch in the very darkest places. Go do it. We owe it to our friend to ensure that his killer is not just prosecuted but punished. And the worst punishment is not the death penalty, but the knowledge that Charlie's mission continues after he's gone.
Kash Patel in front of Congress today, our FBI director, said that he admits he could have been more careful in the Kirk Probe social media post. I'm looking for more context on that, and it can't really be found just today. We need to put it in a greater context over the last several days. So I'll probably be examining that in more detail tomorrow for you. In the meantime, we have two things going on. That one focuses on the Middle East and what is going to happen, especially Gaza. And two, violence in our nation and Trump possibly sending in federal troops to another city, a red state. You do not want to miss those stories as we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIGlobal.ai, PRIGlobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Yeah.
You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Breaking news out of Gaza. Israeli officials telling CNN that Israel has launched its ground incursion into Gaza City. The Israel Defense Forces calling on residents to evacuate, quote, the combat zone, saying it is destroying Hamas infrastructure. The sources say the operation is going to be phased and gradual at the beginning. The ground incursion was supposed to proceed only after the Israeli military forced the complete evacuation of the densely populated urban area. But so far, only a fraction of the population has actually left the city. Meanwhile, the Israeli defense minister posting this on social media today, saying in part, Gaza is burning.
And that is continuing. Israel is apparently going to go all the way in this time. And Trump has acknowledged he's in favor, just wants it to happen quickly. Secretary of State Rubio indicating the same. They realize there is no way to deal with these people anymore. There will be, as they use a phrase, and I hate it, but it is accurate, collateral damage. Innocent people, men as well as women and children, will be killed if they had nothing to do with the October 7th event, nor what's been going on in Gaza since then. But we also know that many who wanted to leave probably were not allowed to. They're being held hostage by Hamas. They want them there. They want the collateral damage. They want to have the video and the pictures of babies and children shot and maimed and blame it on the Jews. All that could have come to an end if Hamas had just would release all hostages, even if they're dead, and put down their arms. I discussed this before, and I was at a gathering last night where, again, we're talking about what is going to happen to Gaza in this part of the world. It sits right on the side of the Mediterranean. It could be a beautiful destination piece, a tourist location, except for the war that's constantly going on. But the Arab nations, they could come together and maybe we will see some peace coalition formed anyway, which obviously would involve them and Israel, to set up an entirely new area where Palestine is now. And they could have basically what you see in Dubai. World-class charm, sophistication, jobs, and freedom. One of those at this event last night is an IDF soldier currently back in the States. He's on reserve duty for a period of time. And he said, you know, right before Hamas carried out that attack, the Israeli government was planning on allowing more inside Gaza, Palestinians, to come into Israel to work, to provide them jobs. The labor was needed, and it would be good for them. It would give them something other than trying to scrap for food. And something else that came out that I was not aware of, and after watching this October 8 documentary about the anti-Semitism, or as I call it, Jew haters, surface and blossom across our college campuses, that the day of October 7, when you got the attack upon Israel, was ahead of a day that many were going to be flying kites. Many Israelis who lived along the border would fly kites with messages of shalom on them, peace. And they did it on a routine basis. Some of those kites and the wording were found in the midst of the debris after the terrorists carried out their barbaric attack on Israel. And the men, the women, and children. There's something else going on in the Middle East you should be aware of, and it would probably escape a lot of attention. But we've got 2 million Christians that are basically being told, if you want to eat, you must denounce Jesus. What would be your response? You want food for you, for your children? You must denounce Jesus. Denounce your Christianity. We're talking about in Sudan. There's been constant religious persecution there anyway. Sudan is just below Egypt. It's a desolate place in many areas. But watchdog group Open Doors says at least 150,000 Christians have been killed in battles between the Sudanese armed forces and the rebels, or whoever they consider to be a rebel at this point. 15 million more Christians driven from their homes. And Open Doors warned neither side is sympathetic to Christians, which means Islamist terrorists have more opportunity to target them. And when the non-government organizations, the NGOs, are truly trying to do their job to distribute food, the government controls those. And again, Christians have been told, unless you leave Christianity, there will be no food for you. One source with the UN said, many have been eating animal feed and grass, no wheat, no rice. And of course, Christians are denied prayer even inside their own homes. That's a death sentence if they find out you're doing it. In the midst of all the events that have been happening lately, I don't know if you're aware that we have a breakthrough on TikTok. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that after 2 days of negotiations in Syria, a framework agreement which they expect to be finalized Friday in a call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping would place TikTok under U.S. control while addressing Beijing's desire to preserve Chinese characteristics. Now, what does that mean? According to Bessent, the Chinese wanted to make it into a bigger trade negotiation, everything except the kitchen sink. We kept focusing on TikTok. If there hadn't been a deal, then TikTok would have gone dark in 48 hours. And they were very, very surprised that we would do that. This is an interview he gave with Breitbart News. And Besson said the deal was possible only because Trump empowered negotiators to act decisively and backed their willingness, let it go dark. Prove to them, we'll let it go dark, shut it off. Chinese officials had apparently entered the talks in Spain thinking there's no way Trump would allow that. But Trump, being the negotiator he is, gave his administrators the right to tell them, no, we will shut it down. We will shut it down. Beijing had shown little interest in bowing to any U.S. demands that the TikTok Chinese parent company ByteDance be divested of U.S. operations. The Wall Street Journal reported Chinese regulators even opened an antitrust probe into U.S. chipmaker NVIDIA after the talks, partly to give Xi some political power at home. But all this comes down to what I said Friday, if nothing changes. TikTok will continue operating, but it would be under U.S. control. I don't know if that's going to satisfy all of our concerns or not, to be quite honest. I'd have to research it and look at it closer. But I do know this. We have many that want to get into this country and steal all of our proprietary information, and they use social media to do it. And if we don't properly protect it, they will do it. Coming up, Trump is sending National Guard troops, planning to anyway, into Memphis. Tennessee Senator Hagerty welcomes the added law enforcement.
Thanks, Mr. President. And this is an issue that's plagued Memphis since I was a boy, Mr. President. And it's time that we addressed it. And I appreciate your leadership allowing us to do that. And the team that you've assembled here is going to help us deliver the most fundamental responsibility of our government, and that's public safety. This shouldn't be a partisan issue. This should be something that is our primary goal. And certainly I hope to see Memphis become the safest city in America. And thanks for the effort of all of your team here to make us make certain that happens. Thank you, Governor Lee. And I want to say thanks to the Memphis Police Department and the Sheriff's Department there, too, who have all worked closely to bring this together. I look forward to tremendous results.
Again, that is Senator Hagerty of Tennessee. He also said Chicago will be next. He said, I have a Memphis Safe Task Force aimed at leading a crime crackdown. And so Tennessee thugs, get ready. We're coming after you. The National Guard and law enforcement from several federal agencies will be dispatched to Memphis. That's the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, ICE, and Homeland Security. President Trump pointed out it's very important because of the crime going on not only in Memphis, but in many cities. Now, the mayor of Memphis had said the other day he was not happy that the National Guard would be coming, but he's beginning to waver. He admits he is looking for ways to deal with addressing crime in his city. When they see what's happened in D.C., they went 12-plus days without a single murder reported once he put troops into D.C. and now going to be pulling out and turning the police back over to D.C. as opposed to federalizing them. We will see what happens to the crime then. You cannot deny the fact that the number of crimes that were being carried out across D.C. were a staggering number. And then once Trump moved in with the National Guard and took control, things changed. President Trump has not said how many or when the troops will actually be deployed to Memphis. But we know at least 100 Tennessee Highway Patrol troopers will be going into Shelby County. And also, apparently, resources from Arkansas and Mississippi might be brought in, which suggests to me that those same cities in those states, when they have their crime issues, Tennessee troopers might be going in to help them. But, of course, the immigrant rights advocates claim this is just a roundup illegals, no crime involved. They entered the country illegally. That was a crime. I know Joe Biden said, doors open, come in. That was also a crime for him to do that. The White House says the president's decision to deploy National Guard troops is not about illegals, it's about crime. That in 2024, Memphis had the highest violent crime rate, highest property crime rate, third highest murder rate. And Trump simply wants to make Memphis and every major U.S. city safe again for residents and visitors. Law and order. Law and order. So what did you learn this hour? You'll learn more tomorrow. Class starts at 6. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.